Greetings and welcome again to Meditation Moments, and the dear Lord bless you. We love again that old-time greeting, the Lord bless you and make you a blessing for others. In reading our mail over again, and I think I mentioned this some time ago, perhaps a couple of years ago, how many letters we receive from people who are lonely. And I chose this verse for our meditation today, John 16 and 32, and it's Jesus that's speaking. And he says, "Ye shall leave me alone, and yet I'm not alone, for the Father is with me." You know, I think every single Christian can say that, just like Jesus said it. You can leave me alone, others can leave me alone, yet I'm not alone, for the Father is with me. As I say, I've been amazed to find in my mail so many letters that tell of loneliness. There are two burdens expressed in these letters that is more than any other kind of distress or burden. That sickness and loneliness. And this very verse today deals with the latter. People who may have an abundance of everything and have folks all around them, and yet they are living in this utter loneliness. I think I told you some time ago, I'm not sure, the story about a young man in one of our hotels in Los Angeles who was planning to take his life. And he was going to leap from the hotel window. But as he stepped up on the table, he knocked the Gideon Bible off. That's as he was moving towards his objective of leaping out the window. In the fall, the Bible opened, and curious to see just to where it had opened, he read this very verse. "Ye shall leave me alone, yet I'm not alone, for the Father is with me." You know, his wife had left him, and friends had forsaken him because of certain things, and it just seemed like a direct lesson, a message to him. He sat down then, taking the Bible, he read it over and over, and many other passages at the same time. And he read those words, "I'm not alone, for the Father is with me." And then he read on other passages about the Father. And he turned the back of that Bible, looked up the passage about the Father. Well, the story ends beautifully because both his life and his soul were miraculously saved. You know, as I read this little poem, it came to my mind, "Is midnight closing round you? Are the shadows dark and long? Well, ask Jesus to come close beside you, and he'll give you a new sweet song. And he'll give it and sing it with you, and when weakness lets it down, he'll take up the broken cadence and blend it with his own." You know, I like the part where it says, "He'll give it and sing it with you and blend it with his own. He'll take over in every avenue of your life. The Lord Jesus Christ will do it. He's promised to it, has been proven so. He'll stand at the controls to guide you, and he'll live his life through you." And that's true. He'll blend it with his own. Isn't it wonderful? You think about a passage like this in John 16:32, that is so true, and we can claim it for ourselves. You know, this story about this young man leads me to think of something that happened in my own life some time ago. I had lost my loved one. Perhaps that's why I'm talking about this subject on this particular meditation. But I was lonely. I, in a sense, very lonely at first, but never the kind of loneliness that the world talks about. Not that kind of loneliness. It was just a long companionship of 54 years, and then suddenly the ties are broken, and that partnership is there no longer. But the kind of loneliness the world experiences, I've never known about such a thing since the Lord Jesus Christ came in my heart, because he's always there, and I always feel his presence there. You know, that's one kind of loneliness, when loved ones are taken away and the heart and the home seem somewhat empty. But there's a loneliness also of old age. But I don't think that, as some people think, that there's more loneliness in old age than at any other time. Because after all, young people away from home and among strangers, they get mighty lonely and homesick. And, well, they really get so homesick that they're ill sometimes. But it is hard when the life companion is gone and old friends have passed away. Now, so much of our Christmas mail told of friends that had gone away. And in so many of these letters, it spoke of this loneliness. One day in the laundrette, when I was over there trying to get a letter written, pass the time away, a very talkative elderly lady was pouring out her heart and all of her life story to a woman by her side. And later I said to this listening friend, "Your friend surely enjoyed talking to you." And she answered, "Well, she's so lonely and she has no one to talk to." And I thought I could do just a little good by being a good listener until she emptied out her heart. She was so lonely. You know, sometimes it's a wonderful thing to just be a good listener for some lonely heart. But the loneliness that Jesus speaks of in our verse here is the loneliness of leadership. We have a few leaders today who, because of being true to their convictions, they are being rejected and they're being ridiculed. Jesus knew this rejection, for John 6 tells the story. Many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. That's the loneliness of being misunderstood. Then there's the loneliness of defeat, like Elijah under the juniper tree when he wished he could die. And he was certainly lonely. He was being pursued and rejected. And there are many other kinds of loneliness. It can happen to almost anyone. There's such a deep longing in every heart to be understood and to have someone share your interests and help solve your problems and sympathize with you. Someone that can enter into your joys and triumphs, your sorrows and your defeats. You know, perhaps you've wondered why there's this deep craving to be understood. You have sometimes such an intense longing to have someone that fully understands you. Perhaps you might ask a question like someone did that you can't understand why no human being can ever fully understand you. No living mortal seems to be able to enter into the deepest recesses of your mind, your heart, and your soul. There always seems to be, in the end, a locked door where no one ever can enter but yourself. Well, that's just about true. If this is true, it's because God has made us that way. He's made us a living soul that only He can understand and only He can enter into that close companionship. We're His masterpieces. And do you think for 1 minute that He'd leave us with some void in our makeup that can't be filled? No, He's made provision for that hunger also. He's given provision for all the hungers in our life. Bread for the body, knowledge, hunger of the mind, love for the heart, heart hungers. Now, is a soul to be unsatisfied? Think about it a moment. Would God leave the biggest part of a man to be unsatisfied? Ah, no. This longing for true understanding is to be fulfilled, and that's one of the biggest parts of God's plan. He knew that when man would find human love and sympathy so lacking, that then they'd turn to divine love and sympathy for fulfillment. They'd find they could find no fulfillment anyplace else. It's just God Himself is the answer. He's the only fulfillment. He Himself fills a longing, and He'll fully satisfy it. He will if you'll give Him a chance. God made you for Himself, and not until He fills your life will you be free from that sometimes loneliness. But when He fills your life, you'll never have the same kind of loneliness again. He knew that this sense of isolation, of not being understood, would drive you to Himself. You're just made that way. Only God Himself can ever fill your soul. God's Word says Christ is your satisfying portion. And God, as I say, made you that way so that only He could fill your soul, that this would drive you to Himself. And He'll satisfy every longing of your heart. Oh, this is true. It's real. Millions a day are testifying that they never found satisfaction until they found Jesus Christ. God is great enough, big enough to fill any soul and give complete companionship, ideal, perfect friendship. He's verily God, and the lack that you feel, this incompleteness, is the cry of your soul for Himself. And to the Christian, I would say God's Word stands true. And if you're a lonely Christian, it's because you're not drawing close enough to the satisfying portion. Christ, your satisfying portion. You have all of these wonderful promises in God's Word, with God Himself backing Him up with His power, His truth, and His love. And it's because you're not living in that word and close enough to him if you as a Christian have such a longing that's unsatisfied. Oh, I would say to the one that doesn't know him, that's listening in at this moment, let him come into your lonely heart and take over. Then you can say, as Jesus said, I'm not alone. The Father is with me. He's your Father, your Heavenly Father. Why don't you turn your lonely heart to him? This, as I say, is his way of drawing you to him. It's only a manifestation of his love and of his longing for you. He's yearning in deep sympathy and understanding for your companionship. Oh, make friends with the Lord Jesus Christ now, and you'll never have the same desperate loneliness again. There's a little verse that I love in closing. There is a mystery in human hearts, and though we be encircled by a host of those we love as well, and are beloved to every one of us from time to time, there comes a sense of utter loneliness. Our dearest friend is stranger to our joy and cannot realize our bitterness. There's not one who really understands, not one to enter into all I feel. Such is a cry of each of us in turn, each heart, mysterious even to it itself, must live its inner life in solitude without the Lord. And when beneath some heavy cross you faint and say, I cannot bear this load alone, why, you say the truth. Christ allowed it purposely so heavy that you must return to him. The bitter grief which no one understands conveys a secret message from the King, entreating you to come to him again. For those who walk with him from day to day never, never find a solitary way. Oh, give him a chance at your heart. Let him come in and share that wonderful companionship that he offers to you. Lord Jesus, bless each one that listens. And help them, Lord, we pray thee, to so open their hearts and turn their whole life over to thee, that thou canst come in and utterly fill any emptiness there. Jesus, we ask it in thy name, still on the throne, and prayer does change things.